Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Very good morning, Mike.
From the wonderful JMI Wealth. I looked at the numbers, flat for dairy, is that fair? Flat-ish?
Yes, another day, another global dairy trade auction. Actually, Mike, very quickly, before we look at the global dairy trade results, I thought I'd just do a quick update on that other aspect that Fonterra's dealing with at the moment, which is this capital review, which mm-hmm. we spoke about the other day. When we spoke about that, the Fonterra shareholder fund units were in a trading halt. Well, they're back trading now. Before we went into that trading halt on the 4th of May, trading at $4.60, we've had a capital review announcement. The current price is now $3.98, so a 13.5% fall in the tradable unit price there post that announcement. Yeah, but back to global dairy trade results. Went in with the expectation that prices would hold up, that demand is still there, and I think you're right, that's exactly what we got. So the global dairy trade price index fell 0.2%. I call that unchanged for all intents and purposes. But look, Mike, I made this point at the last global dairy trade auction. We might not be seeing price increases, but the current price levels are very strong historically. So stable is good. And I make the point again, it's the best price index levels that we've seen since 2013, 2014. At the individual component levels, milk, skim milk powder up 0.7, whole milk powder down 0.2, both very stable, both holding at historically very strong levels. It's autumn now, so we're at the end of that milk production season. We're ending that milk production season with strong demand and blooming good prices, Mike.
Yes, thank God for the farmers. Now, listen, I'm glad I got you onto this because I need to be worried? So Villa Maria, you'll explain it. It's the parent company, not the main Villa Maria. But I also saw Sacred Hill's got some issues as well. What's going on in wine?
Well, yeah, now, Mike, I know you may have noticed my absence last week, and I was busy. I was busy in Central Otago, and I was buoyed. I was glad, and I was cheered. I was invigorated by the quality of the Central Otago recent vintages, some quality time at Chard Farm, etc. But you're right, a couple of recent events causing a bit of a shadow across the wine industry. Yesterday it was announced that receivers had been appointed to FFWL Limited. Now, that's the parent company of Villa Maria. And a little bit of context and background here. Villa Maria, very well-known wine business in New Zealand, founded by the Fisnich family back in the 1960s, a very impressive record of awards, wide range of products and labels at Villa Maria, all the various other labels as well. You've got Esk Valley, Vitals, Thornbury. Sir George Fisnich, very well-respected, one of the true founders of the New Zealand wine industry. But there's this well-publicised ongoing attempt to sell the wine business and some land at Mangere. A number of parties have said or have been rumoured to have been interested. They've got an investment bank running the process. Scales Corporation, I think, was the name mentioned. Now, this receivership, it's been brought by Rabobank, and it applies to the parent company. They tell us the wine company is said to be trading profitably. Now, what we've got to do, Mike, here is in the absence of more information, we can only surmise, speculate, and assume. Now, given the presence of Rabobank, this is one possible scenario. We have to assume there's some debt at the parent company level, and there are secured creditors at that level. So the sale of these subsidiaries allows potentially a flow of funds back to the parent company. So those secured creditors want to ensure the proceeds of the sale and the business and land flow back to the parent company. We don't know what's happening at the parent company, Mike. That's all supposition. But is there a wine industry problem? Because the water's muddied by the receivers being appointed to Sacred Hill as well, the Hawke's Bay and Marlborough vineyards. But again, Mike, that's more complicated because preceding that receivership, the Sacred Hills distribution business, drinks distribution business, Quench Collective, went into liquidation. So in both cases, Mike, it looks like there's more going on. Look, certainly if the wine industry was going absolute gangbusters, maybe these issues wouldn't have occurred. We know we've got lower harvest volumes, but I think we need more information, Mike, before we can call a shadow across the wine industry.
Okay, well, you stay on it, and if you need to open another bottle, don't hesitate to do so. Now, what are the numbers?
Right, the Dow Jones are down 68 points as we speak, 34,258. The S&P 500 down 6 points, 4,157. And the NASDAQ is up 49 points, 13,427. FTSE 100 up 1, 7,034. The Nikkei, 28,406, gained 2% yesterday, very strong. The Shanghai Composite up 11, 3,529. In Australasia, the ASX 200 gained 0.6%, closing at 7,065. And we gained 18 points in the NZX 50, 12,428. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar will get you 0.7250 US, 0.9292 Aussie, 0.5931 Euro, 0.5107 pounds, 78.96 Japanese yen. Gold up a little bit, $1,868.93. Brent crude down slightly, $68.60.
Have a good one, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.